A state house bill would set up a permit program to allow companies that pollute to capture carbon emissions and store them underground. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that could create opportunities for companies to offset their emissions and possibly receive federal funding from the Biden administration.
Right now, the state has only approved one company to store its emissions underground, but after nearly 3 years, the pilot project with Wabash Valley Resources in Terre Haute still hasn't moved forward. Damian Bilbao is the vice president of U.S. Business Development for BP. He says the bill would allow other industries to invest in carbon capture and storage, or CCS.
So a large CCS project in Northwest Indiana, we believe, could effectively reduce the emissions of the state on a net basis by twice the amount of the state capital.
Some environmental advocates say underground carbon storage doesn't address the source of CO2 emissions and has the potential to contaminate drinking water or cause earthquakes. After the facility is closed for a decade, the state would take ownership and assume liability for the underground CO2, something Indiana Department of Natural Resources officials say should be the responsibility of the company storing the emissions. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
That bill, and another that would protect Wabash Valley Resources from nuisance lawsuits during the pilot program, passed out of committee Tuesday.